Let's pray in silence.
我们同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence this Sabbath afternoon service.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们开始我们今天安息日下午的聚会。
Let's sing 307.
我们来唱诗307首。
Again, let's kneel down, pray to God, ask God's guidance for this service. Let's all pray.
我们一起来祷告，求神带领。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we speak.
奉主耶稣基督圣名说话。
This afternoon, I'd like to share this topic the last week, morning service. So this is a continuation of that.
今天下午想要跟大家继续我们上一周早上的那个题目。
Come to me.
就是到我这里来。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们来看马太福音书第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse from 28 to 30.
我们看马太福音书十一章第28-30节。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light.
马太福音十一章第28-30节。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Especially when Jesus came to this world, he proclaimed that I came to here for the lordship.
主耶稣说，我来是为了迷失的羊。
And during the time of Jesus' ministry, we find out that many people, they were lost.
在主耶稣传福音的时代，我们知道有很多迷失的灵魂。
Actually, these people 400 years ago, they are the one who came from Babylon. They are the one willing to build the temple of God.
其实这些人在400年前在巴比伦被掳，他们被巴比伦国掳去以后，他们甚至心甘情愿地回耶路撒冷建造圣殿、建造城墙。
But after 400 years on, temple was built by the King Herod.
400年后呢，他们叙律王又再建造了另外一个圣殿。
The one that they built, after they come back from the exile, temple was destroyed, and now the new building was built by the King Herod.
因为他们被掳之后，他们回到耶路撒冷建造的那个圣殿呢，后来又被毁坏了，所以叙律王又的时代，他们又在建造一个新的。
And in a physical sense, and with their eyes, the temple was built and now very big buildings, the temple of God is in the Jerusalem.
他们在他们的肉身，他们用他们的肉眼可以亲眼看见这么伟大雄壮的一个圣殿在耶路撒冷城被建造了。
But then, from the religious leaders and also the political leaders and all the people, they were all lost.
其实那个时代的政治宗教领袖，他们全部可以说是迷失的羊。
They couldn't find out the true God in their life.
他们在生命里面没有办法找到他们的真神。
And this is at that time, during the time of Jesus, that was the situation.
所以在那个时代，就是主耶稣当代就是这样的情况。
So then at that time, Jesus invited them, come to me.
所以主耶稣就给他们这样的一个邀请，说到我这里来。
It's such a sweet word, and also the word of the true love to share with his own people in the land of Judea.
这是多么甜美，多么充满了爱心的一句邀请。他是邀请犹大地的所有人。
Sometimes in our life, we without knowing ourselves, but we can just slowly slip away from the God's heart.
很多时候，其实我们不知不觉的已经心里没有神了，远离开了。
Life was very busy.
我们的生活太忙碌了。
We do something every morning. We get up. We do something until late afternoon.
我们一醒来。一早上起来就一直在忙碌的做事情，直到下午。
But we don't know why we have to work very hard.
我们也没有去想过我们为什么这么辛苦劳碌呢？
Sometimes we can ask ourselves, what am I doing now?
偶尔问一问自己吧，我们为什么这么辛苦？
We're just doing something.
很多时候回答是，我们其实也不知道，我们就是这样忙碌地做下去。
Life, we feel that there's a lot of like burdens and worries, so tired.
很多时候你会不会觉得人生好像很苦，一直就是这样的忙碌，非常的忙，非常的累。
It's best times when we look at ourselves, life, such way of situation like this, that we come back to God.
所以当你开始感到乏累的时候，你可以想一下，回到神这边来。
That's the only way we can have a rest, because verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest."
所以，当你觉得自己非常疲惫的时候，你就想到主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就给你们安息。
I think everybody works very hard because of a happy life, which means our soul and our flesh can have a true rest.
其实我们每一个人劳碌，不就是为了得到幸福吗？就是让我们的肉体，让我们的灵魂得到安息。
But many people cannot have a true rest.
可惜我们很多人没有办法真正的安息。
Sometimes weekends we have a time we sit down on the sofa when we turn on the TV.
有些时候你可能找出一些空档，你可以坐下来看电视。
Keep on changing the channel, but nothing can be satisfied.
可是你一坐下来，你就开始发现你在转换播道，好像没有任何的节目可以满足你。
And sometimes we look at our spouse, we expect something from our spouse.
很多时候我们看着我们的配偶，就觉得对方应该做对我们做一些事情。
Husband and wife, the relationship, there's own limitation.
所以不管是怎么样的人际关系，你总觉得都没有办法给你满足。
Sometimes they focus on their children.
有的时候你的寄托是在你的身孩子身上。
Since I give up about my spouse, then I focus on our children.
有些人说算了吧，我们的配偶就放弃了，我想一想孩子。
When the children they grow up, once they go to high school and the college.
可是你想一下，孩子长大以后，到了高中，然后去上大学。
Before they follow the parents very much.
小的时候一直跟着你。
Sometimes even bother the parents.
甚至心让你心很烦，因为他就黏着你。
But once they reach to like a teenage and grow up, no more bothering the parents.
但是到了十几岁以后呢，他们再也不想跟着你了。
They don't talk that much.
也不太想跟你说话了。
I have experienced now that.
我自己就是过来人。
No, because before they like to share everything, but now.Just a few words. How are you doing today?
他们之前什么都要跟我分享，现在就这么几句话，你好吗？
That's okay. Good.
我问他你好吗？他说
no,
还好。
You can say something more.
那我很期盼他们可以跟我说多几句话。
But they say same like yesterday.
但是他们顶多就说就像昨天一样吧，没什么心事。
How do I know that yesterday hit their life?
可是我怎么知道你昨天生命里有什么事啊？
I can tell because you know the ones the children grow up, that they seeking their own life.
所以孩子长大以后，他们有自己的生活了。
Many of the Koreans are, you know, they sometimes I read their article.
我常常还有看一些韩国的一些杂志，还有报章。
They show us one picture. There's that's in the library.
有一次我看到就是他们在图书馆里面有这样的一个海报。
Early morning is 5 o'clock in the morning.
早上五点。
They line up because they just first come first serve, you know, the space.
因为就是因为这个是一个先到先得的一个机会。
Most of them is parents line up there.
当父母亲的在那里排队。
There's a reason because their children they can at least have extra few hours sleep, so the mom can go in or can take space for the children, so they call the children later on. They come to take, you know, sit to study.
他们要让他们的孩子有机会能够去这个地方，他们就先排队，这样子他们的孩子可以在家里多睡。等孩子醒来了，他们就把位置让给孩子。
And also before the college entrance exams, many parents, mother, they go to the church or temple and they start a prayer.
很多这些韩国人，他们大学联考之前，那些当妈妈爸爸的都到他们的庙宇去什么拜神啊，烧香什么。
But many of the parents they experience after they go to college, after that later on, they have a great expectation from the children, but children never satisfy the parents' heart.
所以父母亲其实对孩子的寄望很高，但是孩子上大学毕业以后呢， 其实很多时候都不太理会父母亲。
So, you know, from the, among our humans, like even our own children, own spouse, there's a limitation.
所以如果你看看你自己的生活，你自己的配偶，你的孩子。
Sometimes even close relationship, but there's a lot of misunderstanding too.
很多时候你跟他们非常亲密，但是还是能够会产生误会。
Sometimes they're close, yet they hurt each other, their heart too.
很多时候亲密的人还是会伤你的心。
So,We can say, if we do not come to God,
所以如果你不到神这边来,
then no one we can actually come to then.
那你就真的无依无靠了。
But once we seeking our satisfaction from the people, then always just what Jesus mentioned, all turn out to be who are weary and heavy laden to carry themselves.
如果你只是期望有任何人能够给你满足的话，你的下场将会是像这个劳苦担重担，非常一个没有得到安息的人。
Jesus invite them, come to me.
所以主耶稣就给你们这个邀请，来到我这边。
Especially next week we have a spiritual convocation.
我们下一周会有灵恩布道会。
From Thursday night and Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
从星期四晚上到礼拜天。
Let ourselves come to the Lord these few days.
让我们把这几天的时间就拨给神。
Hopefully, you and I will all find out the true rest.
希望在灵恩会的时候，我们能够真正在主里得到一些安息。
No one can give us a true rest except our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为没有任何人或是可以给你真正的安息，只有主耶稣可以给你。
During this time that we experience the true rest in our heart.
如果要说在心里面真正的安息，只有神可以给我们。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
我们来看约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
约翰福音书第十四章第二十六、二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I say to you. 27. And peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you, not as the world gives. Do I give it to you, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
约翰福音书第十四章第二十六、二十七节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他们要将一切的事指教你们，并叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们的心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I hope that we all come to the Lord, we can have a true rest.
希望我们都来到神面前，能够得到安息。
So we know when Israelites, the God talked to Abraham, said, your descendants, they moved to Egypt, and then stayed there for four generations, then I'll call them back, bring them to this land.
我们回想亚伯拉罕时代，神对他说，你的后裔将会被分散到埃及地区，之后四百年我会把他们带回来。
I don't think Abraham truly understand what that means actually at that time.
你想，我想亚伯拉罕那个时候不太明白神到底在说什么。
Because that's the whole picture of his showing of like a prototype of salvation and how that his people can find out the true rest.
其实神是在营造救恩的整个过程，那他的选民如何能够得到真正的安息？
Because when Abraham was in the land of Canaan, already there's a native seven, even the native people already strong enough to build the rooted in this land.
当亚伯拉罕他还在迦南地的时候，他其实已经说是可以扎根了，他已经可以在那边成家立业了。
So God has a design. God has a design the how God can give His descendant to have a true rest in this land.
但是神又怎么会要他让他的后裔能够在这样这一块地得到安息呢？
So best way is sending his descendant to move to the Egypt first.
所以神其实早有计划，就是要让这些以色列百姓被掳到埃及，或者就是下到埃及去。
That's God's providing that the land is isolated enough they never lost their identity in Egypt.
好就好在他们在埃及地的时候 却没有忘记他们的根，所以他们知道他们自己还是以色列人。
So eventually, these people, the Israelites, they grow up, and they multiplied in this, land of Goshen.
所以他们在歌胜地虽然过了好几代，他们还是保守住。
But yet, the king of Egyptians king give a more harsh to the Israelites.
以色列的法老王看到他们这样的更多就是一直的重养甚多生养甚多 就给他们更重的担。
No matter they can keep their identity yet, they has to under the power of king of Egypt.
虽然他们还是知道他们自己的身份，他们的是神的选民。
So they cannot themselves to be free out of the power of a Pharaoh.
他们还是受法老的辖制，没有办法解脱。
I think their life they settled there for four generations, about 430 years.
他们大概在那里住了430年。
So actually, their life is very get used with their life in this land. They settle down there, build their house. It seems that their life there is also the Nile River always supply the water. So it seems that they always can eat all the vegetations, no problems.
他们过了这么好几代，已经在那边落地生根，而且看到了这么丰盛的尼罗河供给他们所有的一切，看来样子生活是蛮舒适的。
Also, this early civilization is evolved there, so they received a lot of benefit out of this kind of technology also, I'm sure.
其实埃及当代他们的科技各方面都是全世界人类最发展的。
But their life is still there's a slavery under the Pharaoh.
然而他们做奴隶的还永远都是做奴隶。
Even though they have an identity as a descendant of Abraham.
他们知道他们自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But still, they cannot have a true freedom.
但是他们没有真正的自由。
So God calling them out of Egypt.
神就把他们从埃及地带领出来。
They no longer stay under the power of Pharaoh, but now they, when they cross the Red Sea, they become a free man.
一旦过了红海，他们就是自由人了，不再受这个法老王的辖制。
This is the heading toward to the freedom. This is the heading toward that they can find out the true rest.
他们可以迈向自由，他们可以找到真正的安息。
So it takes 40 years to reach to the promised land.
他们但是还要走上旷野地的40年才能够得到这个应许之地。
But we know that after the Moses died, after 40 years journey in the wilderness, and then now the leadership pass on to the Jehoshua.
我们知道说他们在旷野行走40年，后来摩西过世了，那耶稣亚就带领百姓。
So Joshua get into the land of Canaan, find out a lot of force, a lot of people, even that the big people and very strong people live in this land.
约书亚当探子的时候，他进去迦南地探讨，发现原来那里住了很多大巨人。
So what they do is the first thing is conquer this land, destroy the enemies.
所以他们要去占领迦南地，他们首先就要把这些迦南人给打败，给赶走。
So it's about five years, they start to the process of conquering the land, so which is the destroy the enemy within this land of Canaan.
他们总共花了五年的时间来慢慢的打败这迦南七族。才能够进去迦南地。
So after they destroyed the enemies and they divide the land to the own in the land of Canaan.
当然，他们真正进入迦南地以后，他们就开始分派这些土地，按照他们的支派来分派。
But Bible says that they do not utterly destroy, utterly kill them all in the native people in the land of Canaan.
但是圣经告诉我们，他们并没有完全的把迦南人给毁灭。
The Moses and then the Joshua clearly tell them, all the people in the land of Canaan, you have to destroy them and cast them away.
但是摩西跟约书亚已经吩咐他们一定要把所有迦南的敌人给打败，完全的毁灭。
But they do not remove all of them.
他们竟然没有。
Later, it becomes all these people, those here and there, these people turn to be thorns of the Israelites.
但是这些人呢，留下来就成为了一种祸根，之后就会来，成为他们肉上的刺。
That's how these people, that the inside of the land of Canaan, people constantly bother the Israelites.
所以他们虽然住在迦南地，但是这些迦南的原住民一直不断的给他们麻烦。
That's during the time of Judges, and also the kingdom stage also.
所以我们看士师时代，甚至是列国时代，他们都一直从迦南人得到很多的不便。
If you find out the story during the time of Judges,
如果你仔细去思考一下那个士师时代
，these people turn out to be the thorn of Israelites.
你会发现这一些迦南的原住民，他们
一直给他们欺压。Also, you find out the first king, the United Kingdom first king, King of Saul and King of David.All what they do is they're fighting against enemy within the land of Canaan.
甚至到了列国时代，他们的头几个王就是扫罗王还有大卫王，他们一直不断的都要去攻打那些迦南人，因为他们一直给他们欺压，一直给他们麻烦。
Especially the Philistines, these people was so such strong.
尤其是非利士人，他们是非常非常巨大的民族，非常强大。
They constantly bothered Israelites.
他们不断的给那些以色列百姓制造麻烦。
We ask ourselves because we become a Christian now.
所以我们现在问问我们自己。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, so we get into the journey to the promised land.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名，已经受洗进入这个应许之地。
Maybe we granted, you know, the promised land within our heart.
在我们心中已经有应许之地了。
But yet we still there's things that we don't want to change. We don't want to remove. There's little things and little things there.
但是会不会是留在我们心中还有一些毛病？我们就是怎么样都改不过来，不肯改。
Maybe these things are still bothering us.Maybe we do not take care of this, so it continues to grow within our heart.
那因为我们没有好好的去处理呢，这一些就成为了我们心里面的祸根。
So it grows our heart, and then eventually destroyed our faith.
这些东西，这些不好的事情会在我们心里面扩散，然后去其实破坏我们的信仰。
At the beginning, I am the one who could, by the helping of the Holy Spirit.To manage my heart. Later on, something within our heart, something within our old natures, continue to grow within our heart, end up to control our life.
或许我们刚刚开始会觉得我们靠着圣灵，我们能够有一个新的生活，但是那个旧我呢，渐渐的还是能够蔓延来侵袭你。
So we have to ask ourselves: Am I now turn to be new person, or there's something still I have the room to improve to change myself?
所以我们要常常问我们自己，我们是否真的是新造的人，或者我们还有很多的旧我在我们里面
？Surely my heart come to God, or just partially come to God?
我们的心是否是完完全全的归向神，或者我们只是一部分的心归向神
？The most of the issue is a little sins within ourselves.
其实很多时候问题就在那些小小的毛病、小小的罪。
Maybe things that in our flesh that we have a personality that we resist to change ourselves to be new person.
很多时候可能就是很小的事，可能就是我们的性格的问题，我们不肯改。
Something the bad habit, but still there.It constantly just ruins our faith.
或者有时候是一些坏习惯，但是因为我们没有除去，它一直不断的来逼迫我们的信仰。
Book of Song of Solomon mentioned that always watch over. There's a little fox.
雅歌有谈到说，我们要小心这些小狐狸。
Because you know, the little fox is hard to catch it.
他们是很不容易去抓拿到的。
But this little fox constantly ruin the whole vineyard.
但是他们会来破坏我们的葡萄园。
So we hope that the spiritual convocation.
所以希望我们这一次的灵恩会。
We trying to remove this little fox within our heart.
我们可以来到神面前，把这些心里的小小的狐狸给除去。
Dealing with the little sin that we have.
我们心里有什么小小的罪
？Yes, maybe it doesn't totally destroy our faith.
或许不会完全的破坏我们整个信仰。
But still, because of these little sins, actually make our journey to the kingdom of God is make heavier to weary on the way.
但是这些小罪常常会使到我们走在天国路上，觉得这条路走得很辛苦。
Let's turn to a book of Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章。第一、第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangle us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书第十二章第一、第二节，我们既有许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们眼前前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就看清羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座右边。
In verse chapter 12, verse 1, here says, lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangle us.
这里说我们应当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
If we have any kind of burdens in our life,
我们想想我们生活中是否有一些重担。
Maybe you have enough strength to carry, but makes you to weary.
或许你觉得你担当得了，可是你要这样的担当，你自己会走得很累。
But it might eventually destroy our strength and our faith.
那你这样强忍耐着，或者强硬的扛着这个重担，慢慢的你会发现你的信仰、你的心会被它累死、累垮。
We have to remove away.
所以这种负担呢，我们要把它除去。
What is the sin?
那你要想想这种罪、这种负担是什么。
Anything that do not with the faith, they become sin.
只要不是符合信仰的，那就是罪。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
我们来看罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14 verse from 20, Romans chapter 14 verse 23.
我们看十四章的二十三节。
But he who doubts is condemned, if he eats, because he eats is not from faith. And whatever is not from faith is a sin. Here the Paul defined the sin. One of the ways to define the sin is whatever is not from faith is a sin.
罗马书十四章二十三节有说，不是出于信心的就都是罪。
It includes everything that we're doing things every day. What we're doing is without the faith. It also against the faith in our heart, then it becomes sin.
这其实也包括我们日常生活不知觉的在做的事情，只要不是出于信心的，就算是罪了。
Let us bring this sin to God.
让我们把这些罪带到神面前吧。
Especially this is during spiritual convocation, we bring this sin so that we can repent.
所以我们在这个灵恩会，我们要把这些小罪、这些罪带到神面前来悔改。
Now you know the first Samuel when during the time of judges anyway, because during the time of Samuel, so.
我们知道在就是这些士师的时候，甚至在撒母耳记上。
At that times, they lost their ark, but the ark is coming back, but still.These people under the oppression of the Philistine.
就在那个时候，他们曾经失去过他们的会幕，后来会幕取回来了，他们还是一直受到非利士人的压迫。
Such under the oppression of the Philistine is quite unbearable.
而且他们被欺压的受不了了。
And at that time the people they wants to go back to God.
那个时代的人开始想要回到神那边去。
So Samuel talked to the Israelites at that time.
那撒母耳就对他们说
，If you want to come back to God,
你们要回到神面前
，You come back to God wholeheartedly.
你们就要全心全意的回来。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
我们看撒母耳记上第七章。
First Samuel chapter 7 from verse 3.
从第三节开始。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse 3 to verse 3 to 6, you know.
撒母耳记上七章三到六节。
Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your heart, remove the 14 gods and the Ashtaroth, and from among you, and direct your heart to the Lord, and serve him alone, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistine. So the sons of Israel removed the Baals and the Ashtaroth, to serve the Lord alone. Then Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. Verse 6. And they gathered the Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and say they, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the son of Israel at the Mizpah. And you hear these people, the Israelites, they're coming back to God.
这里看到说, 这些以色列全家, 他们要回到神面前。
And the Samuel says, chapter 7, 3, says, If you return to the Lord with all your heart,
第三节这里萨母耳对以色列全家说 你们若一心归顺耶和华
Then you have to remove all the idols
就要把外邦的神从你们中间除掉
Something that love, our love is showing our love more than God and it becomes idol, we know that
凡是你爱某样东西多过于爱神 那就是你的偶像
Maybe my business, maybe my job
可能是你的生意或者你的工作
My education
你的学业
My relationship with some my relationship in this world
或者是你在世上的一些人际的一些关系
And also my pride
或许你的自傲
There's everything
其实很多的
Then we hear the Samuel say Give up all this.
这里萨母耳说, 你要从中间除掉,
so that you only worship in God.
要单单地侍奉神,
so they gather, they really they follow what the Samuel said this time.
所以他们这一次就全心地听从萨母耳。
So they gather together in Mizpah, they pray and repent.
他们就在米斯巴专心地祷告, 然后专心悔改。
The God listened to their voice.
当然神就听他们的祷告了。
God listened to their repentance.
神听到他们的悔改。So
the Samuel and all Israelites, they prayed to God.
萨母耳还有全以色列的众民, 他们都向神祷告。And
verse 9.
第九节,
and Samuel took the shekel lamb and offered it to for the whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. So now the God answered to the Samuel.
这里, 神就回应了萨母耳的祷告。
And verse 10.
第十节,
now Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistine drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day against the Philistine and confused them, so that they were routed before Israel.
第十节, 献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。
So far, Israelites they fight against the Philistine. They themselves fight.
长期以来都是以色列百姓，他们要真正带着肉体出去跟非利士人征战。
But this time, God worked with them, so God fight for them.
但是这一次，神与他们 同工,
so when God helped them, it's no problem. They don't have to fight, but they have to actually kill the enemies.
所以你看, 这里神帮助他们呢, 神就替他们作战。
Verse 12 and 13.
我们看第12, 第13节,
then Samuel took the stone and set it between the Mizpah and the Shen, the name of Ebenezer, saying, Thus far the Lord has helped us. 13.
13.
So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore within the border of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
12, 13节，以撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名，以便以谢说：如今耶和华都帮助我们，从此非利士人就被制服，不再进入以色列人的境内。
When the Israelites turn back to God,
以色列人他们回转归向耶和华,
and then they experience of God.
他们就体验到神,
because the hands of God helped them.
因为神的手就帮助他们了。
So they call the name of the place is like Ebenezer.
所以他们在十二节就把这个地方叫做以便以谢。
Thus far the Lord has helped us.
意思就是说, 如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Verse 13 says the Philistine was subdued and they don't come into the territory of Israel after that.
13节就说这些非利士人就被制服再也不进入以色列境内。
Verse 14 says they also recover all the piece of land and city too.
14节说非利士人所取的以色列的城邑他们都取回来了。
Verse 14 And the city which the Philistine had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from the Ekrons even to Gath and Israel delivered their territory from the hands of the Philistine so there was a peace between Israel and the Amorites.
非利士人攻索取以色列的城邑从哥伦直到加特都归回以色列人了属这些城的四境以色列人也从非利士人手下收回那以色列人以亚摩利亚人好
The enemy was subdued by this, now the Israel.
所以你看他们的敌人就被制服了
And then not only the enemy was subdued but also the people around have a peace between them.
而且他们四周的人都跟他们和睦的
So the Israel, they can have a true rest in their life.
就这样，以色列百姓能够享有安歇的生活了。
Because they go back to God.
因为他们归回神。
If you have any problem in your life,
如果你生命里有什么问题
，Yes, this is not heavy enough to destroy your salvation.
可能这个问题不是能够破坏你整个信仰的。
But because of the little sin, because of things that make your life weary and heavy laden.
但是这种小小的罪、小小的事，能够使到你感觉到非常的疲乏，像老虎担重担一样。
Come to God.
那你就要归回到神。
Bring it to God.
带到神面前来。
So to clear out of your life.
能够把他的在神的面前完全的清除掉。
Things that I just mentioned, all these ones will remove us, then God truly help us in our life.
就像我刚才提过的这些小事，只要你完全的清除掉，神会帮助我们。
I like the word here, the 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 say, Ebenezer.
我很喜欢这一个字，这个名字就是以便以谢。
This Father Lord has helped us.
意思说，如今耶和华都帮助我们。
At this time, all the brothers and sisters, I myself will come to the Lord in this spiritual convocation.
希望在这一次的灵恩会，不只是我自己，大家弟兄姐妹，我们都一起归到神面前来。
Remove all our idols within our heart.
把我们心里所有的这些偶像都清除掉。
So let the God can help us, our family.Help us our marriage. Help us our whole church.
让神来帮助我们的家庭，帮助我们的婚姻，帮助我们整个教会。
So we can come to the Lord as like a patient.
我们要来到神面前，好像一个病人一样。
To remove all this sickness.
求神来医治我们，除去所有的病患。
Listen to Luke chapter 5.
我们来看路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5, verse 31.
路加福音五章三十一节。
31 and 32.
三十一、三十二节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
耶稣对他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我本来不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Hope that we have let us have make our this spiritual convocation to be as a very precious one.
希望我们能够好好的重视这个灵恩会为非常宝贵的。
Just like Israelites, they making that the situation at that time, they make the most when they all gather together in the Mizpah and they repent, so they experience of God.
就像他们在米斯巴能够完完全全的悔改，来到神面前。
Sometimes we have to think about why God doesn't help us in our life.
有的时候我们要问问自己，为什么生活中神好像都不帮我们呢？
Why my faith is such a weak?
为什么我的信心这么的软弱呢？
Because we do not come to God.
因为我们没有来到神面前啊。
If our wholeheartedly come to God.
如果我们是全心全意来到神面前。
God coming to us.
神一定进到我们的心里。
God says, You draw near to me, then I draw near to you.
因为圣经有说，我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
Make this chance for the spiritual convocation, we can draw near to Him.
这次灵恩会是一个非常好机会，让我们
亲近。So in our coming spiritual convocation, our God draw near to us.
所以在灵恩会的时候，让我们的神能够来亲近我们。
So okay, let all we can experience of God, He truly help our life and our church.
让我们真正的能够体验到神在我们生命中动工，能够帮助我们，而且在教会里面也在帮助我们。
This Father, Lord, help us.
就我们可以说以便以谢，神帮助我至今。
All our sins and all our burdens away from us.
让我们把所有的罪、所有的重担都清除掉。
We can make a refresh our relationship between God and us stronger than before.
让我们能够有一个清新的开始。
And around our family, around our spouse, our own spouse, we can restore our relationship.
不管是我们的信心、我们的家庭生活、我们的跟配偶的生活，我们都能够重新的。
Then also all church become one united in the Lord.
也让我们教会能够大家同心合一，在主里合一。
So that we can further our step is move into the His work then.
那在下一步我们才能够进到去做他的工作。
It's easy to say. I just all this message is easy to say.
当然我要讲教的讯息说比做的更容易。
But it requires our great courage.
其实要做出来就要有很大的胆量。
If we do not step out of it,
如果我们不要踏出这第一步，
always we dwelling in there to the weary, we never get away this weary and also heavy laden from us.
如果我们一直使自己呢埋藏在我们的这些重担里面，我们从来就没有办法去清除这些重担。
When the prodigal son, when he stand up and then he walk toward to his father.
但是呢，你想想这个浪子，他站起来，决定回到他的父家。
Faith without action, this faith is dead.
因为你如果只是只有那个信心，但是没有那个行为，那是信心是死的。
Let's come to God.
所以让我们来到神面前吧。
So that we can experience of God this during the spiritual convocation.
这样我们能够在这灵恩会真正体验感受到神。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
我们看马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29.
马太福音十一章第二十八、二十九节。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my load is light.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就得着安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And as a last point, verse 29, Jesus mentioned that to take my yoke upon you.
在二十九节这里有说，主耶稣说学我的样式，负我的轭。
We need this yoke.
我们需要有神的轭在我们的背上。
Our flesh, our nature do not have this nature of gentle and humble in heart.
因为如果真的说我们的本性是没有办法柔和谦卑的。
From my own self, I like to complain. I like to blame other people.
说到我自己，其实我最喜欢抱怨人，最喜欢把罪加在别人身上的。
Many times I find out I do not have this gentleness.And humility.
很多时候我发现自己一点都不柔和，一点都不谦卑。
But sometimes why we cannot have a peace because we don't have this gentleness and humility.
很多时候我们得不到安息，是因为我们心里没有柔和谦卑。
Why we have to come to the Lord? Why we have to come to the spiritual convocation?
为什么要来到神面前？为什么要来参加灵恩会？
Because we want to learn the humility from Him.
为了就是要学习神的柔和，神的谦卑。
Because we learn this gentleness within Him.
因为在主里，我们就可以看到柔和谦卑。
This is our yoke to bear.
这是我们的轭。
Well, once we upon this yoke, then we can have a true rest.
如果我们真的愿意附上这个轭呢，我们其实就真的能够得到安息。
I thought about the life of Joseph.
我们想到约瑟这一生。
Joseph, when he was sold to the Egypt, and 30 years he became a prime minister.
他在卖到埃及的时候十几岁，后来三十岁成了埃及的宰相。
He had gone through a lot of difficulties.
途中呢，他经历了很多的艰苦。
He have gone through the experience of the slavery.
他当了人家的奴隶。
And also he experienced he as a sinner, he was cast into the prisoner.
又被囚禁在牢房里面。
But yet he never lost his gentleness and humility.
但是约瑟从来没有失去他的柔和谦卑。
You find out that when he was under the Pharaoh, under the Potiphar's.
你想他在波提法的家的时候，
he never lost his humility and gentleness.
他一直都很谦卑，很温柔。
And also when he was in the prison also.
他在监狱里面也是如此。
He even he's a prison he himself there's no promise that he himself deliver out of the prison.
他本身已经被囚禁了，根本就没有办法被能够得到释放。
But he worry about the other people.
但是他还能够去关心在跟他一起关在一起的人。
And worry about the ones that they have a dream, they can see that their face, they have a down their face. What happened to you?
他看到跟他一起囚禁的这些囚犯，他们劳苦愁烦，那就问他们为他们解梦。
Really care about other people.
他是非常关心别人的人。
Because of the cupbearer, end up he bring out of the jail.
也就因为有那个酒证，后来想起了他，他才能够出监狱。
And also when he was when he stand in front of the Pharaoh.
后来他站在法老王前。
He never proud of himself.
他从来也没有说他自己很了不起。
He humbled himself with this understanding of the interpreting his dream. His dream is not come from him, but is come from God.
他很谦卑的跟法老王说，解梦的这个恩赐不是他自己能有的，是神赏赐的。
He never lost his humility.
他从来没有失去过他的谦卑。
So God bring him up to the prime minister in this land.
所以神才让他成为了这个地方的宰相。
Not only that, but because of that, he gained this piece of land, the Goshen. So his 70 people bring from the land of Canaan to during this the drought, let them to have this land for 430 years.
也就因为如此，在那个法老王赐了给他歌圣地，那他也就能够使到以色列全地的这些百姓来到这一块地
来逃避这个灾荒。All this blessing is come from the Joseph's humility and gentleness.
这一切都是起源于他的柔和谦卑。
So we have to think about our life.
我们想一想自己的生命。
Do I have this gentleness within our heart?
我们的心里是否是柔和的？
Am I really truly care about my spouse?
我有没有真正的关心我的配偶？
Truly I worry about my truly about my children and my brothers and sisters?
我是否关心我的弟兄姐妹，真的关心爱护我的孩子吗？
I really dealing with them with a true humility?
我是否是谦卑的跟他们相处呢？
Do we have to ask ourselves?
这个只有我们自己可以回答。
Do I have this wonderful character or not?
我们是否是一个非常有一个美善的一个人格呢？
If we have a lack of this gentleness and humility within our heart,
要是我们心里没有这种柔和谦卑，
this spiritual convocation will come to him and learn from him.
让我们就在灵恩会的时候来到神面前来学习他的柔和谦卑。
So that we can have a true blessing and receive the blessing from God.
这样我们能够得到真正的祝福。
The last verse we find the Psalm chapter 84.
最后我们来看诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
84 verse from 3 to 7.
我们从第三节看到第七节。
84 verse from 3 to 7.
诗篇八十四篇第三到第七节。
The bird also have found a house.The shallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in thy house. They are ever praising thee. How blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highway to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from the strength to strength. Every one of them appear before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
诗篇八十四篇第三到第八节：万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找房子，燕子为自己找。抱拥之窝， 如此住在你殿中的变为有福了，他们仍要赞美你，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷，他们行走力上加力，个人走到锡安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
I hope that verse 4 says, How blessed are those who dwell in thy house.
住在神的殿中的人变为有福了。
I hope you and I will come to the Lord so that we can have experience of dwelling in his house.
希望我们能够在神的殿中享有这种福气。
And also we receive the strength, verse 5 says, How blessed is the man whose strength is indeed.
希望我们真正的能够靠着神有力量，因为这也是有福的人。
So we gain the strength from our God.
让我们从神那里索取力量吧。
And so we gain the strength. Verse 7 says, they go from strength to strength.
因为这些人行走就力上加力。
And every one of them appear before God in Zion.
他们个人都能够到锡安朝见神。
So that we can pray to God, He listens to our prayer.
让我们向神祷告，神就垂听我们。
Of this blessing upon to you, this coming spiritual convocation.
愿神降这样的福气于你们。
Let us all come to God.
让我们大家归到神面前来。
Let's sing Him.
我们唱诗。
341.
341首。
Now let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Okay, so this time we can pray 15 minutes. We pray for this coming spiritual convocation.
我们这一次要祷告15分钟，特别为接下来的灵恩辅导会祷告。
Bless us this spiritual convocation.
愿神在这一次灵恩会真正祝福我们。
And the message move our heart.
愿神的话能够感动我们的心。
So that we can motivate ourselves, that we can step up to the, that we can be ready also to serve God.
让我们能够有力量，能够站出来为神做侍奉。
Glorify the name of God.
让我们能够这样的来荣耀神的名。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们跪下来祷告。